The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
I need service.
Like a refill on your drink?
Or some more dipping sauces?
No, Goobers. I need service on my car.
Oh, okay. But I still want a refill on my drink.
Well, I'm sure the professionals at Sears Imported Autos can help with that because they literally do everything for you.
Yeah, I've heard you mention that. Didn't Colin just take his car into the service department at Sears?
He did, and it was amazing. And we've owned a few car brands. We've been to a few places, but the service at Sears was beyond. They gave him a free Mercedes loaner while his car was being worked on.
Oh, fancy.
Oh, absolutely. And obviously with COVID, safety is so important to the family at Sears. If people request, the service pros at Sears Imported Autos will pick up your car, perform the repairs, clean, disinfect, and get it back to you safe and sound. And I must say, it feels so nice and it gives you that great peace of mind.
I know some places make it a pain to schedule an appointment. How is it at Sears?
So simple. No horrible phone trees. You can schedule an appointment right online at searsimports.com.
No wonder Sears won Best of the Best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019.
To me, they are fabulous. No, fabulous. Every day, every year, for over 55 years, serving four generations of customers. And let's just say, very few can say that.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
And online at searsimports.com. Tell me that
you're coming through. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning. The 7 o'clock hour, live on my talk, everything entertainment, everything.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Thank you, George.
Thank you.
Very important.
Thanks, W. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny on this Wednesday, June 9th, 2021. As I said, 7:06 is the time. Good to be back. I had a few days off in Los Angeles helping
Welcome
a friend.
Back.
Thank you, sweetheart. Helping a friend move into her big girl condo. Little manual labor, hurt my lower back.
This was your manual labor trip. That's right, geez.
I thought of all of us that are at this age because, and I almost tweeted this. I've known that I was in my mid-40s in several ways, but first, when you make a noise every time you get up or sit down,
yes.
You know?
Dad sounds, ugh, yeah.
Dad sounds, Kenny. And also, I laughed at myself because I found myself one morning before the girls woke up, I found myself Googling the following.
Oh, no.
Stretches for lower back pain. And I thought, Oh my goodness.
Here it is.
Here we are. This is it. Go ahead and put me in the grave. I'm here when I'm Googling good stretches for lower back pain.
At least you're doing something about it.
At least, yeah, I don't know.
Or attempting to Google. Sometimes I just Google and go, good to know.
You
don't do it. Yeah.
Then Lexi, you don't do it.
I should be doing that, but, you know, I'll just watch someone else. Just like Zumba sometimes, a virtual Zumba.
Yeah.
Sit back, eat a bag of chips.
Oh. The problem with those back exercises and stretches, it looks like you're having a fit. I'll walk in on the roommate doing one of those, and I'm like, should I call 911? What the hell's going on down there?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, this just kind of, well, I've had it off and on, and I don't quite know what to do. I'm not a grown-up in this way. I don't know if I want to go to a chiropractor. I've never had one. They kind of scare me, if I'm being honest. Why did that elicit a wow? Are you surprised by that?
You've never been to one. Wow.
Never.
Yeah, they're lifesavers, aren't they, Kenny?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I shouldn't say scared. That's not. I just don't know. I don't have one. I've never been to one.
Lucky.
My mother-in-law swears by it. Colin goes, but I've never gone, so I don't even know where to go.
I got a guy.
Yeah.
You got to see Dr. Pete.
Look at you guys, all three of you.
And Kenny's got someone too.
I don't have one, but you told me about Dr. Pete.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Okay. Yep. Well, I'll call them because I don't know what's happening. All I know is I found myself looking at YouTube videos and stretching. So in California. Yeah.
Yes. Like with most guys, though, I don't go to my gal unless I can barely walk and I can't get out. You know, I can't sit up. I can't do anything. Then it's like, you know what? I think I'm going to go see Leanne.
Helps, but if you go on a more regular basis, I'm sure she gives you the whole thing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll call Dr. Pete, Lex. Go ahead and send me the information
All right,
there.
Deal.
Hey, before we go to break, I have more stories. We always, as we say, we always love these days when one of us comes back for a trip. I just want to take a moment. I'm sure you guys talked about this on Monday or Tuesday. Before we break here, I just wanted to spend a minute or two talking about our dear friend, Michael Matthew Farrell, who we lost over the weekend. Again, I'm sure you heard, I'm sure you saw on social media. I personally just want to express to his family how sorry I am and how much I'm going to keep you in my heart over the next weeks and months and years ahead. And just know, and I hope you feel this, I hope you feel, I was thinking of this yesterday, I hope his family feels the immense amount of love and respect heading in your direction. I read the beautiful piece from Rohan in the Star Tribune, a beautiful profile of Michael Matthew Farrell. And personally, I am really going to miss him because he was such, I tweeted this. He was just such like a musical fairy godfather for us here at My Talk and just such a creative angel and so positive, and especially dealing with a butthole like me. And and I mean that because when you think of the project Down and Dirties and you think of me, you always remember that I hated Rock Band.
Yes.
And I didn't really like the musical.
Which were my favorites.
Which are her favorites. And two, that Michael Matthew Farrell, or as I call them, Michael Matthew Carrington Colby Dexter, Jessica Parker Farrell.
Yes. Every time we had him on the air, you would introduce him that way.
Michael Matthew, Sarah Jessica Parker, Rodham, Sarah Jessica Farrell. But it was funny. You guys have heard me tell the story when B. Arthur and I got into one of our three big fights in our relationship. And one of them was when I was just a whiny brat about Rock Band. And Michael Matthew Rodham Clinton Farrell came over to me both times, that and when I was unsure about musical. And he just he pulled me aside and we sat alone. And he just talked to me and he talked me through it and he talked me through my fear and he made me feel a little bit more confident. Because as I said in the first hour when I talked about knocking over that statue at that fancy store, I'm a person, and maybe you can relate, I don't like to be in situations where I can be embarrassed. And I think it goes back to me being bullied and made fun of. I don't like to put myself in those situations. And in both of those, I was worried I was going to be in those situations. And he really walked me through it. And he was such a kind soul and a professional and so passionate about music and his craft and dance and the arts. And it was infectious. And he snapped me out of it. B. Arthur threatening to fire me and Michael Matthew Farrell.
It wasn't me playing the conga drums.
B. Arthur threatening to fire me and Michael Matthew.
That's probably did it. Yeah, you're right. Touche. You're right. He is so infectious, and you just wanted to do really well because of him.
That's true.
And Jason, I was thinking about what you said in Project Down and Dirties, and why was those two my favorite? And it really was because of him.
Yeah.
Because you do feel like he just put a big hug around you and all of us, and
you
like,
wanted
we got
to impress
this.
Him.
Yes.
Both of you. Thank you. That's you just put the pin on the donkey, and I don't even know if that's correct anymore. But anyway, you're right.
The tail.
I didn't want to make nice with B. Arthur I didn't care about anybody else. But you're right. I wanted to do right for him because he was putting so much of himself into us that
nurturing.
I wanted, and he was and I wanted to make him happy. You're absolutely right. It wasn't about anybody else. I didn't even care. I wanted to do right by him.
When we came off stage, we were just looking for him. Like, did
approval?
Did
okay?
We did it.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And of course, he was back there. Just.
Yeah,
so it's, happy for us and so proud. It's like he had never seen a performance before.
No. And it's going to be a huge loss because Lord knows the bosses will never let this go. We'll be doing Project Dawn and Dirties well into our 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
So, but unfortunately, there will be a giant hole in future Project Dawn and Dirties that rely on the arts because we won't have our musical fairy godfather with us. But he will be with us in a way.
Yes.
So Michael Matthew, Carrington Colby Dexter, Rodham Clinton Farrell, we love you. And we're going to miss you tremendously. And again, to his family, God bless. And we wish you peace and love in the months ahead. We're going to take a break and we'll be back after this.
Hey, ladies, want to go for a test drive?
I knew it, Dawn. Jason's buying us a car.
So, do you mind if I ask for one with a moonroof and heated cup holders?
Guys, I'm not going to buy you a car. We're going to test drive a new smile.
Rude.
No, goofball. Your smile is great. But look, if you don't like your smile for whatever reason, Dr. Amy at Hughes Dental can take you for a smile test drive.
How does that work?
Well, after someone does one of Dr. Amy's legendary virtual smile consults and they start to consider veneers, Dr. Amy can do a 30-minute appointment where she puts on a composite material that will show the patient what their actual new smile could look like.
That's some Star Wars stuff right there.
Well, that's why I call Dr. Amy the Yoda of dentistry. Contact Dr. Amy and ask her about virtual smile consults and the smile test drive at hughes-dental.com.
Oh, and don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist too. Again, that's hughes-dental.com.
And follow them on Instagram for the latest promotions.
This radio show has been equipped with passenger side airbags.
Well, thank goodness. Lori and Julia don't even have power windows, just FYI.
Oh, they don't.
They have hand crank windows. Yeah.
They've had some practice. It's fine.
Colleen and Bradley have leather interior, though. I'm kind of jealous of that.
Oh, they do, and cooling seats.
Yeah.
Yep.
Don and Steve have a sunroof, so Steve can stick his head out and
like a dog.
Look at the world
and
around him.
And be like, buddy, get back in here. You're my favorite. You're my best friend.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. Thank you, guys. Thanks, my talkers, so much for being here. Hey, I teased this a little bit ago. I want to hear from Alexis Kabubowicz-Thompson. But I'm going to lead you perfectly into this because I just saw this on Instagram. Loki dropped overnight, which I can't wait to watch. Marvel. And the TV critic, her name is Kelly from USA Today, wrote, Loki is back, but is it better than ever? It may just give Disney Plus its first genuinely good Marvel series.
Oh.
Kelly, I don't know you, but what?
Yeah.
The first good one. Did you not see WandaVision, Miss TV critic? The hell is that about?
I would also put Falcon and the Winter Soldier up there too.
You liked it better than I did,
loved
but
that.
Yeah. Anyway, any hoodly doodly, are we going to see Lex another WandaVision season?
To make it short, no.
Okay, we'll be right back. Stay with us, everyone. End of segment.
It depends on whether or not you like Loki, the character. I love Loki.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, I love him.
Yeah, I don't know much about Loki, so I'm excited to check out this new series. But yeah, Elizabeth Olsen, of course, in WandaVision, she's talking about a second season. She says, no, limited series. It was a fully beginning, middle, end, and that's just kind of it.
Oh,
that's
good.
It, guys.
Yes!
Yep. So on Variety, they do this really fun thing. It's Actors on Actors, and she was talking to Kaley Cuoco about that. And it's just really fun to see kind of two people in the biz, talking biz kind of thing. And that's what they talked about that. The other thing that she revealed, kind of on accident, is that she married her fiancé.
I saw that.
She like, said, my husband.
Who? Kaley?
No.
Or Elizabeth?
Elizabeth. Elizabeth talking to Kaley Cuoco. Yeah, because Kaylee's married.
Yeah.
But Elizabeth Olsen, just that she was engaged. She finally revealed that because she keeps her private life very, very private. And then she says, Robbie Arnett is her fiance, husband. Mm-hmm. She mentioned, my husband must have put that little book in the back and just kind of jumped through and. Then later people are going, wait a second, you said husband. So that's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that the two of them in that profile, they were both binge watching the other's show. Elizabeth was binge watching The Flight Attendant on HBO Max, Kaylee's show, mm-hmm. and Kaylee was binge watching WandaVision. And that was fun. I mean, because I think we sometimes think stars don't watch TV, kind of like the cobbler's kid doesn't have shoes, the accountant can't balance his checkbook. But the stars watch TV. I mean, you know, they watch Housewives and all that stuff. But yeah. I like that aspect of it. I thought that was cute because they both were Mutual Admiration Society. They were both like jonesing over the other show. Yeah. We don't have a lot of time, so maybe I'll just talk about the experience and I'll review the movie a little bit later. I just got back from California. And one of the things that we did, we had a night, a slow night. I was helping my friend, Hey Haley, move. And we had a night before my other friend arrived, and it was just the two of us. So we went down to the campus of UCLA, which is beautiful. It's just a beautiful area right there. And we went to the Legend. We made the decision to go to our first movie in a year and 6 months.
Ooh, what'd you see?
We saw A Quiet Place Part 2. And we went to the legendary Fox Theater in the Westwood Village. If you would see it, you would know what theater I'm talking about. It's on Hollywood. You know, it's one of those theater buildings, real estate, that when you see it, you're like, oh, I've seen that facade before.
Yeah.
And so I said, oh, Haley, can we go to that one? She goes, yeah. It's just an old-fashioned, beautiful movie house, grand architecture, beautiful, ornate lobby. I will say, movie theaters, there's aspects of it that annoy me, the people talking, and yes, we had people talking in this movie, but I'm going to focus on the positive. I really mean this. Walking in the beautiful, very heavy doors of this theater and being greeted with the smell of popcorn and that movie theater lobby smell. Haley and I looked at each other, and I'm not joking. We hugged, and I was just like, this is so, it's good to be back. And it felt very normal in an abnormal period of time. And we went to the concession stand and we got a big thing of popcorn, and walking into the auditorium and seeing the curtain and the big screen and getting our seat and sitting down and getting that first scoop of popcorn in your mouth and a soda the size of a fourth grader.
And chewing it with your mouth closed.
Exactly.
Great.
It was so fantastic. And what? And actually, I shot video. You'll see it today on the Jason Show. I did a little package and showing you how beautiful the theater. I could talk about that for an hour. How gorgeous the renovation was of this classic movie house. But it was socially distanced. Every other row was seated, so I felt totally safe. And people were, for the most part, felt like we did. We only had there's a group of students. These guys, these douchebags that talked a little bit, but then I cut them a look and then they shut up. But
it worked.
Other than that, everyone, we were listening to people's conversations and everyone felt the way we did. There was a lot of similar talk and chatter of it's good to be back. Excitement. And how fun is this? And people were waving at each other. And like, I made eye contact with this woman down the row and I went, hi. And she was hi. And it was just, it was a communal experience that your soul kind of misses, and it was great, and especially a movie like A Quiet Place.
Well, I can't wait to hear about the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Scary.
I have thoughts. I have thoughts. And I'll tell you those thoughts in the 740-ish block of our Perfect. Show. But coming up next, when we return, the one and only Would You Rather. But before I do that, let me remind you, my talk and the St. Paul Saints are bringing you the Cat Video Festival live at CHS Field. The Cat Video Festival is going to be on Thursday, August 12th, presented by First Equity. Hey, David, submit your cat videos now. Tickets go on sale July 8th. Yeah, tickets at mytalk1071.com. And the keyword, you guessed it, is cat. Back after this.
It's Oprah.
She is so wise.
Out of context.
I'm over being polite to boring people.
That was Oprah.
Did she really say that?
Out of context.
Aren't we all?
I love that.
Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Everything.
What?
I know. I'm Jace. Alex, Dawn, and Kenny. Good to be back.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, girl. Hi. Get ready to laugh. Get ready to sing. Get ready to play at home. It is time for the award winning.
It's time to make a choice. Jason and Alexis present Would You Rather.
Okay. Well, this is easy. We'll start with this one. Would you rather be the best in the world at climbing trees or best in the world at professional rope jumping?
Oh.
Competitive. I'm sorry, not competitive jumper. Rope jumping.
Jumping. Like
double dutch.
In the playground. Double dutch.
Yeah. Oh, that. Yeah, that's really cool. I used to love to climb trees. I was pretty good at that. So I'm going to jump rope.
Okay. Dawn, you're doing the same thing?
No. In a survival situation, I'd be able to get away from animals. I could see where I am if I got lost. I could climb up a tree and be like, all right, that's obviously north.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good
Kenny?
Skills.
McLean, you and I can open a tree service company because I want to be able to climb trees with a chainsaw.
Yes.
I think that'd be really cool.
I also those want guys, you to climb trees with a chainsaw.
those loggers that go up and top a tree off 100 feet up in the air with nothing but clamps and crampons on their boots.
Yeah, I know. Those guys are cool. I always go to watch the logger guys at the state fair, man.
Yeah.
Those guys
love
are cool.
Those guys.
I'm doing. You guys do that.
I know. Lex and I will be doing double dutch.
Yes.
Big Mac filet fish, quarter pounder French fries, icy Coke, thick shake sundaes, and apple pies, and the cup ran away with the spoon. I did that a lot. I was reliving my fourth grade on the playground with Erica Steele and Tracy Underwood. Yes. Okay. Here we go. Would you rather live an extra 25 years? Or live a life without the need to sleep?
Oh, gosh, this is tough.
Mm-hmm.
Because imagine if we didn't sleep, how much we'd get done.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
And just the stress I've had in my life over not sleeping, I think I'm going to choose that.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah, we'll just pack it all in. Yep.
No sleep for us.
Plus, we're not vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing better than the middle of the night when everybody's asleep and you're up and you have the whole world to yourself.
I woke up the night that I was, or the day that I was leaving for this trip, I couldn't sleep, and I woke up and started packing, like wrapping up my packing.
Good.
Yeah, I was like, okay, you need to finish this. Don't want to leave. Wait for everything in the morning. Yeah.
Good for you.
That's really good, Jeez.
Especially for you and I.
That's not our usual MO.
Lex and I pack about an hour before the Uber comes. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no kidding.
That stresses me out.
I know it does. Dawn starts packing for a trip about a month ahead of time.
I do.
Yeah.
I get everything ready.
How long? Dawn, you started packing for our Disney trip like the day I told you. It was like a...
I know. Oh, my God. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm like, I'll fit into those shorts by the time we go. That'll give me a goal.
Would you rather never run out of battery power for your phone and tablet for the rest of your life? Or always have free, extraordinary Wi-Fi wherever you go?
Having deja vu. I was thinking about this after the first time, and I think I'm going to be with you guys about the battery power.
Yeah.
Okay.
I picked Wi-Fi at first, but...
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know I did this one again.
Oh, no, I just remember it.
I'm just thinking, or maybe it... Oh, maybe I'm just having a moment. I've explored this before myself.
She's actually
playing this at home without us.
She plays with Zen. Yeah.
Zen, what would you rather have? You know, I'm going to go with battery power. I don't know what you guys are picking, or maybe I was living in the future. That could be it.
I'm doing battery power too.
Me too. What about all my ghost hunting equipment? Because that gets drained when we're around spirits.
Oh, same. Yep, that's fine.
Okay, great.
Same. Kenny?
Oh, we all know how much it sucks to run out of battery power.
Yes. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a good one. Here we go. Would you rather have sex with someone who never showers?
Oh.
Or sex with someone who never brushes their teeth?
Oh, yeah. Just turn your face to the side.
Yeah, don't kiss
me. Put a mask on. That's that we can use. All those masks that we have?
Yeah.
Use it.
You don't have to kiss them.
Because nibbly bits, it matters if that's clean.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
And pits and stuff? Oof.
Pits. Yeah. Pits.
It's so distracting when it's
not
fresh.
But that smell emanating from your...
Nether regions.
Your
mouth, that can travel, girl.
Not if you have a triple mask.
Not if you stay away from that area of the body completely.
Very true.
You can keep your nose out.
You keep the mouth busy. That's
the yikes.
Touche, Kenny for the win on that one. Yes, I've now changed. I'll go with... Stinky body.
Yeah. Stinky body.
Mm-hmm. That's boring. That's inappropriate.
Stopped you there.
You haven't heard any little Chase promos lately? Come on, give it to us.
I've been out for a couple days.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Would you rather... Where's my music? There we go. Be barefoot for the rest of your life?
Ooh.
Or always have to wear shoes that are two sizes too small?
Barefoot life for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I'll get a nice callus going.
Yeah.
Be able to run through the jungle, no problem.
Yeah.
Yep. Barefoot.
Yeah, barefoot. I just bought new shoes over the weekend and they gave me the wrong size. And getting my giant... canoe-like feet into shoes that fit and on a good day is a triumph, but shoving these boots into a shoe that doesn't fit?
Oh, no.
Yes.
That's the worst.
You know what I realized yesterday? I have pairs of shoes. I have two pairs of shoes. I have this pair of steel-toed boots and a pair of, like, these old man slip-on loafers.
Are you kidding me?
That's it?
I have, like, 75 at least.
Yeah.
I probably do too, Dawn. I have like 40.
I really pared it down. Yep.
Two pairs?
Wow. What are you pairing down, Kenny?
Yeah. What kind of, like, if you get dressed up, Kenny, can I ask, like, what do you wear?
Boat shoes.
Oh, you're right. I'm wrong. I lied. I've got a super, super, super duper fancy, really nice set of shoes, but they're always in the box.
Yeah.
They're only, whenever the suit comes out, that's when the shoes come out. Yeah. Yeah. So three pairs.
Lex, how many pairs do you think you have?
I did a bunch of pairing down, too. I probably had a good 75, too, or so. But yeah. I now am down to about 30.
Okay.
Maybe 25, 30 pairs.
Oh, that
pairs.
Is fantastic.
That's really good, Lex.
I'm dying to know how many.
Yeah, you guys.
How many do you have?
Me? Yes. 30 to 40.
Okay.
Yeah, I have probably closer to 40. Yeah.
I Marie Kondo'd mine 50. And ended up with 75.
Yeah.
Maybe 60.
Where do you
maybe
put
65.
Them all?
Well, it brings you joy. Man. Those are what bring you joy, right?
And maybe 70.
It actually gives me anxiety.
Wait, Casey, is your number upping?
Mine keeps going up. I'm sorry. Just as the more I think about it. Mine kept going up.
70.
Mine just, I was counting in my head. A good 85. Okay, let's wrap this up.
This has been Would
all
You
the flip
Rather.
Flops count. I mean, are they really shoes?
The flip-flops are not. I count two flip-flops as one whole pair
okay.
of shoe.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're talking a good 95. Coming up on 743, when we come back, I said I went to the movies for the first time in a long time. While I was in L.A., I went to see A Quiet Place Part 2. I'll give you my review when we come back.
Not the type to give yourself enough love. She live
welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk 107.1. Streaming around the globe. On our My Talk app, make sure you download that and please follow our YouTube channel as well. Subscribe to that. Every time you do, B. Arthur gives the four of us a quarter this week. That's right.
Oh,
a quarter.
A lot more than
it's a lot.
Last
a lot
week,
of money.
5 cents.
Mm-hmm. Wow. She's really pushing that YouTube channel. I was in L.A. the last couple of days helping a friend move, but there was some time for fun and humor and movies. We returned to the movies for the first time in a year in 6-7 months, and we saw A Quiet Place Part 2.
How was the movie?
How was the movie?
How was the movie?
How was the movie?
My big fat movie review.
I was really excited, and I told you about the experience earlier. It's just good to smell the popcorn again, be in that space, sit in an auditorium, and then watch the lights go down and the big screen. And I thought, oh, this is a horror thriller movie. Is one of those movies, just like a Marvel or a Star Wars, you really should see on a big screen in a communal experience with other people, so that when you jump, they jump, and it's just fun. I saw A Quiet Place Part 1. I really liked it. Really liked it. Was excited for this, and it lived up to my expectations. I'll bottom line it. I really did enjoy it. Now, there is, if you notice, a slight pause in my tone. That is due to one thing and one thing only. And this isn't a spoiler. I guess you can interpret it as maybe a kind of roundabout spoiler. So if you want to know nothing, maybe turn down the radio for a second. The only thing that was jarring was the ending. And I've been trying to figure out how to say this. The ending wasn't bad. It was just holy crap abrupt. And I know they're probably setting it up for a trilogy. I'm sure there's going to be a part
three. Quiet Places.
Yeah. Because what happened was, I was in this, girl. I was in. I was like, this is good. This is as good as the original. The plot was believable. Like, it was a believable extension of the story and the universe. And we get to the end, and I'm not kidding. I had a scoop of popcorn in my hand, getting ready to put it in my mouth, because I was settling in for at least another 15 minutes, maybe. I'm not joking. And I had the popcorn in my mouth, and the damn credits went up.
Oh, I hate that.
And I looked over at Haley. I am not being Jason. I looked over at Haley, and rather, I was being rude, but, you know, my voice travels, and I went, what the F? Like, what the hell was that?
Did other people agree?
Yes, and the woman that I said hi to at the beginning of the movie laughed at me, and she goes, I'm with you. And we were, like, talking as we were walking out. I'm like, what was that? And the whole way home, Haley and I kept going, what? Like, no, John Krasinski. I kept saying that. I'm like, no, Krasinski. We need 10 more minutes. I need a little more rapidy. I need a little more. I want to see blank happen. I want to see X, Y, and Z happen.
Does it leave you wanting more?
Yes.
Okay. Or too much? Was it an open wound, or was it kind of sutured up?
Well, Quincy, it was kind of very old reference, Jack Klugman.
Are there butterfly band-aids on it, or what are we talking about here?
Yes, Trapper John, it was sutured up. Yeah, that's why I said I've been thinking about exactly how to say this. It wasn't like a, okay, here's a, you know how Ryan Murphy's shows go off the deep end at the end? And a lot of, and Dawn, you know this, a lot of horror movies, they're really good, and then they go down wacky street for the end. Like a lot of exorcism movies do that, where they get so outlandish that the end kind of ruins the whole movie.
Right, because they can't top themselves. They just keep amping up, and then it's like they go too far.
Yeah. They go too far. This does not do that. The end, that's why it's hard to put into words. The end is good and thrilling, and what you want from a thriller horror movie like this, suspense. But you go, oh, wait. Why didn't we see? Okay, well, what's going to happen? Okay, can they, are they reunite? What? You know? Thus so, me saying what the F in the middle of the theaters.
I love it. Now, you know how I feel about these scary movies. I'm not naturally going to go to A Quiet Place. Do you have to see the first one to understand the second one?
It would help. You don't have to. You don't have to. But it would help. And you should. The first one is good.
You've got mail.
Ooh.
KJ writes, Jason, I loved the ending. It was just like the end of the first film. And you're right. They've already announced a third film. Yeah. Again, let me say, I love the movie as a whole. I thought it was as good, if not scarier, than the first. And the kids, Emily Blunt's good, but oh my goodness, the two, the actress who plays the girl who is deaf in the movie, she is extraordinary, and her son, Emily Blunt's kid, in this. The son is so good. There's a baby, and just, you know how I feel about kids in movies and kids and
one,
with peril. I'm such a horrible person. I was like, see, the baby's in the way. The baby,
that damn baby. That baby's quiet.
I said that baby's gonna cry, and that anteater is gonna eat the whole people, a whole group, because of that baby. See?
Oh no! He broke the silence, huh?
Yeah.
So Quiet is a character in this trifecta.
What do you mean, sweetheart?
I guess I'm just saying from Quiet Place. I guess maybe the deaf person. Maybe that's part of the movie where it's a big. There's quiet times.
Yeah, when you're seeing the movie through the perspective of the character who is the daughter who is deaf, they take all the sound out. So it's a unique experience when you see things and hear things through her perspective. Oh, there is no score. There is nothing. So you see the movie sometimes through her point of view, which is even more terrifying.
It is. Just from the first one, I just remember. Yeah,
there is a sequence, I'm not giving anything away, where she's in a rail car, and the audience, you see the creature behind you, but she does not, and you hear nothing. And you're like, you're screaming at the screen like, turn around! Yeah. Anyway,
ooh,
A Quiet Place 2, big winner, 4 stars, 10 stars, great. Thumbs up, however you rate movies. It's fantastic. When we come back, get ready to scream like you're in a horror movie, because it's Scream Pop Culture Trivia, starring Poopy, Peepy, and Pip-Eye when we come back.